Way of the Warrior.
It is Way of the Warrior. Eric O'Brien along with Sean Dizay and Ken Evans talking to Carlos Condit, who will be fighting at UFC 158. Carlos, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Welcome back to the show. I am doing excellent. This weekend, a big fight. You thought it was going to be Rory McDonald. Now you get Johnny Hendricks. Talk a little bit about how that works into your mental game, because it's always kind of a bummer when you prepare for one guy, especially a guy who seemed really hungry for this rematch, and now you got to switch up for a guy that is widely considered the number one contender.
Initially it was a little bit of a bummer to hear that Rory was injured and wasn't going to be able to fight. And then there was a few days of kind of scrambling to find a new opponent. But when we found out that it was going to be Johnny Hendricks, some of that disappointment washed away. Because of the fact that Johnny's, he's high profile, he's the number one contender right now, and win over him would be really, really big for my career.
Now, Carlos, you had an amazing performance against George St. Pierre. Obviously, it didn't go the way that you wanted to, but I think for myself and many other people who have been fans of you for years, you walked out of that with as much clout behind you as I think anyone would in a loss to George St. Pierre. I know that you're normally a very, very cool guy. You don't wear a lot of emotion on your sleeve, but I get the sense that you're really excited about this fight with Johnny this weekend.
I definitely am. I'm looking to get back into title contention, hopefully this year. And, Johnny's an extremely dangerous opponent. He's a, pretty well-rounded mixed martial artist. So the risk is high, but, I think the reward is as well.
The risk is high. He's got a similar style to, of course, Dan Henderson, a little bit younger and a little bit more spry than Dan Henderson. But for me, technically, you're the superior striker. And so going into this bout, it seems like he may have the crowd behind him, so to speak, who thinks that he's far and away the guy who's going to win this fight. But I don't think he's fought anybody of your skill set yet. Would you agree with that statement?
He's fought some tough guys.
Sure, he has. But
last win over Kampman was pretty impressive. It was just one of those things. Kampman got caught, kind of a flash knockout sort of thing, and that happens. I definitely think that I can pose some problems that he hasn't seen, and I'm pretty confident in my abilities and the fact that I'm going to win this weekend
on pay-per-view. The main event, of course, is George St. Pierre and Nick Diaz. Can you shed a little light? You've obviously been in the octagon with George. What is it about Nick, and you've been in the octagon with Nick, that drives George so crazy? Why is he so different for this fight than he is for, let's say, even Koscheck, who widely is considered to be kind of an obnoxious opponent to fight?
I think some of Diaz's jabs at George have been more personal, and this has kind of gone on for a couple of years now. I don't exactly know what it is, but he definitely gets under George's skin.
As a guy who's competed against George and a guy who rocked him in the third, do you think that Nick's words are something that can shake George at all?
I don't know. I guess we'll see on Saturday night, but I think he's going to be extremely motivated, that's for sure.
Now, Carlos, do you like the way that this kind of new crop of UFC fights are going? Johnny Hendricks obviously bummed out because he felt he was the number one contender, got slighted for this fight with Nick because George really wanted to settle this two-year beef. You're seeing a lot of guys essentially talk their way into positions. Is this something that drives you crazy or something that you don't really care about?
I think it could go either way. I mean, sometimes, sometimes you're on the winning end of it, and maybe you can get a fight that maybe you wouldn't ordinarily have got, depending on what the circumstances are. But you could be, you could kind of get the short end of the stick.
Well, it just seems like from a fighter's perspective, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, I'm just saying in general, from a fighter's perspective, you don't always get what you would quote-unquote deserve because, let's say, you're not as marketable. You know, there is no doubt that Johnny Hendricks not as marketable as Nick Diaz in that regard, and so this fight ends up happening and frustrates him. However, for us fans, to me, we get a better fight because I cannot wait to see you in the Octagon on Saturday because I think this is a great matchup for you, and I love you and Johnny Hendricks and cannot wait to see what happens on Saturday night.
It can be frustrating. I agree, but you know, ultimately this is a business. You know, Dana and UFC need to make the fights the fans want to see, so that they, you know, they make the money. You know, it's just the way of things.
Carlos Condit, he is going to be fighting on Saturday night pay-per-view, going to be taking on Johnny Hendricks. The winner of this becomes the undisputed number one contender. I am so excited to see this fight, Carlos. I cannot wait to see your hand raised and you back in the title hunt. Have a wonderful weekend. We look forward to talking to you again soon. Take care.
Thank you.
There he goes. Carlos Condit going to be taking on Johnny Hendricks tomorrow night, UFC 158, with or without the Wolf tickets. And speaking of Wolf tickets, we will cover news next. And I would love to say that there was a lot of other stuff to cover that wasn't a press conference involving Nick Diaz and George St. Pierre. However, there really isn't. So more Wolf ticket coverage happens next. It's Way of the Warrior, your MMA show, on Twitter and Facebook. Just search WOW Show.